Ready, down, hut, 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 hut.
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jason Wilde is brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com. Exterior Pros, ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Century Foods. Change your grocery game plan to locally owned Century Foods, home of the best meat, freshest produce, and tastiest treats.
Lots of reaction rolling in on the old honey-do list. Are you pro or against? And I did have one earlier. Now, of course, it's jumped because people are weighing in. John in Milwaukee says, it doesn't matter if I like the concept of a honey-do list or I don't like it. There's always one there. So, Jason Wilde joining us this morning. Jason, do you guys have like a to-do list in your house of things that your wife expects you to get taken care of?
No, we don't function quite that way. It's more collaborative, what do we have to get done today kind of a thing. So there are no assigned tasks, largely because, you know, most of the things that need to get done around here, I'm not that good at. So it works out well for me.
Are you always the one walking the dog, though? Seems like you're always
That's
walking
true.
The dog.
I am. I'm definitely the dog walker. So we all have our roles. Okay. You know, I'm good at that. I don't know who's going to walk them when we're in England with Colette vacations, but it'll be I'm a little nervous about that. You got 10 days that you're available? Do a little dog sitting, Chew?
He wasn't asking me.
I was not asking Gabe.
Well, Gabe's up there a lot. He's got to go.
Not in July.
Games.
Yeah, no. It's going to be a struggle.
I feel like it's responsible of me to mention that Chewy doesn't like dogs, so that might...
He's hit or miss. Sometimes he does,
I'm
sometimes
aware.
He doesn't.
That's why I threw it out there. I thought maybe he'd come around. Maybe if he met our dogs and our several cats, that, you know, maybe he'd change his opinion, but that's probably unlikely. All right, what do we got?
Jason, has LaFleur and Goody done enough to be secretly negotiating an extension?
Interesting question. I don't know enough about what Ed Policy's policy is, right? We know he doesn't like lame ducks. Mm-hmm. And he also doesn't like people in the last year of their contracts. So it's a great question. I wish I had an answer. I still think what matters is what you do in the postseason. So, yeah, whoop-de-doo, you're 5-1-1. That's awesome. You bounced back from two subpar performances with three, I would argue, pretty good showings. Three wins in a row. Should be four on Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but, like, if they do all these great things and then they punch out in the first round of the playoffs, you know, I'm probably giving them the one-year extension so they're not lame ducks. And I think,
Jason,
that's likely what Ed would do.
Isn't it like a player, though, where if LaFleur and Goody do wind up winning the Super Bowl, it's going to cost them a lot more money as opposed to if they do it before then? Or no? Or do they care because it doesn't affect the cap?
It does not affect the cap, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to pay a premium price tag if they got that 14th championship. So I don't know. Maybe I could. This is complete conjecture. I have no idea if Ed Policy is sitting there going, okay, we're seven games in. I love what I've seen. Let's get something done. But again, I just, like, what is it? The real question to me is, what does it matter if you end up, you know, 13-3-1? But the Lions finish 14-3, mm-hmm. and you don't win the division, you go on the road for a playoff game and you get beat. Like, then how do you view the season, right? If you're, I'm not talking about us or fans, but as if you're Ed, how do you view the season? Like, I would think that that would be enough to say, hey, all right, what you guys did this season, you know, Goody, you went out there and you got us Micah Parsons when I was, you know, I don't want to say Ed was pushing for it, but maybe he was. You know, you went and made a bold move. It paid off. Didn't go the way we wanted in the postseason, but I feel really good about you guys and you leading our franchise, and let's get a four-year extension done. But, again, I don't know where his head is at, and I haven't talked to Ed about it, and he's certainly not going to tip his hand. So it's a great question. I just wish I had a better answer.
All right, if we're going to talk about extensions, let's keep talking about extensions, because there are a couple of players who are set to be free agents at the end of the year, one of them Quay Walker, and he's just an interesting case to me, Jason, because they said they wanted to get him an extension. They haven't gotten him an extension. He is a captain, so obviously respected by his teammates. It doesn't seem like you, at some point you have to make tough decisions on some players, but at the same time, it seems like the Lions are just signing everybody and anyone they want after the Aiden Hutchinson extension and all the guys they have under big contracts. Has Quay Walker done enough to get that extension, or are the Packers going to let him walk at the end of the season?
Well, there's an offer on the table. There was like, I can't remember if it was a month ago or 6 weeks ago that I talked to him, and he said it on the record, and he basically said that, you know, he's the reason why it hasn't gotten done. He hasn't signed it. And I would say that, you know, that means he probably wanted a little bit more money or a little more of the money guaranteed, whatever it might have been. And when you're playing like he is, which, you know, you've got Jeff Hafley out there saying he's playing at an elite level. Now, Jeff Hafley also delivered that long soliloquy about Nate Hobbs, and then they benched him after he did it. But I think he was being sincere about what they feel about what Quay Walker has done. So, you know, he said that he was the one who was holding it up, that the offer was there. So if that's the case, I would think that maybe they went back to the negotiating table and tweaked some of the numbers. And I still think he'll be the next one to get a deal done because the guy flat out said there was something on the table. So I don't know what exactly the offer is versus what he wants, but Goody did say that even though they didn't give him the 50-year option, that they wanted him on the team beyond 2026. So all that stuff lines up. It's just a matter of finding the right number.
Jason, what would the 5th-year option have been?
Too high. Because it factors in edge rushers. So even though he's an inside linebacker, the number was inflated and the Packers did not want to do that for a 1 year. I think it was like 14 or 15, mm-hmm. if I remember right. Which, you know, again, you don't have to do that, right? Like you can make the 5th-year option offer and then you can, you know, sign them to an extension and factor it in. So I guess I'm not quite clear on if you like the guy, you like the guy, right? Mm-hmm. But I think he has probably affirmed what they were feeling about him. So I would think something will get done here. I don't have a timeline for it, but again, it's very rare for guys to tell you that there's a extension offer on the table. Like the fact that Quay said that, that's what I'm operating on.
$14.75 million fully guaranteed.
Hey, it's like I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
Jason, yesterday Matt LaFleur was asked if he thought that this game against the Panthers was a trap game. Here's what he had to say.
I'm not worried about it. Like, we've got enough to worry about just within ourselves and a lot of growth in front of us. If we want to play our best football, we should only be worried about today and this game and nothing else outside of that.
Sandwich between the Steelers and the Eagles, of course. Is this a classic trap game for a top-tier team?
Yes. Right? Like I don't know. You look up trap game in a dictionary, and you got a picture of Matt LaFleur's face between Aaron Rodgers on one side and the defending Super Bowl champs on the other. Like, I'm not saying that they're going to treat it that way, but the question is not out of bounds, right? Like, you're coming off a euphoric win over, even though you downplayed it, you You know, you beat the previous quarterback. Your quarterback played great. And then you got a, not only is it the Eagles, but it's the Eagles on Monday Night Football at home. Like, if there was a, it's the trappiest trap game that ever been trapped. So, I'm not saying that they're going to play like that, but I don't remember who asked it. But that, I thought that was a very fair question. And, you know, for a guy that had to scold Rashid Walker for suggesting they could go undefeated, for a guy that is now drilling into their skulls the 1-0 every week mantra, of course he's going to claim it's not a trap game. But guess what? It's his job to make sure that they don't treat it like one, right? Isn't that the whole idea?
Yeah.
So it is certainly trappy.
Von Trapp. You got one more,
Jason,
too?
Von Miller.
One more. Chances they do something at the trade deadline, either get rid of someone, Ingabari or Wicks, or pick up a corner. What's your gut tell you?
Yeah, there's been a couple of teams now that have acquired corners, so I don't know how many more are out there. There's a guy with the Saints that I know was on Matt Bowen's list on ESPN.com. But yeah, I personally think they need more corner depth because you never know what's around the corner, no pun intended. And Nate Hobbs did not play well. And I give him credit for talking yesterday. And maybe he'll bounce back just fine, but he did not play well in Arizona, and obviously the coaches agreed with that. I talked to JJ, which, again, one of the weirdest nicknames. The guy's name is Kingsley, but he watched JJ the Jet Plane growing up, so that's why he's JJ. I think he probably wants to be traded, right? Like, his aunt, he never flat out said that, but, like, look what he's done. Like, he's played really well in limited snaps. Like, if I'm him, I want to go somewhere where they want me to be on the field more. And he was on the field a ton last year, and then they go out and get Micah Parsons. So I think we talk about that cliche all the time of control what you can control. And, you know, you just don't count the reps. Make the reps count. He's done that. And whether or not the Packers, he's in the last year of his deal, but I would think that if they could get something for him, he would welcome it. Now, I, of course, would argue that if you think you have a Super Bowl team and you don't know what injuries could be lurking, I'm not trading away any of my assets, even if I want to get more draft picks because I gave up 2 first-rounders for Micah Parsons. Like, I would be leery of that. I would rather have Enagbare go out and sign a good money contract in free agency and take whatever the compensatory pick is, as opposed to trading him. And then he already got Lucas Van Ness with a foot injury. And then, I don't know, something happens to Rashawn Gary or, you know, Lucas Van Ness's foot doesn't heal and he ends up having surgery. Like, I would not want to give away an asset like that, even if it got me a 6th-round pick. That does not help me win the Super Bowl and get my extension this year.
Jason, what's the deal with Marshawn Lloyd?
What's the deal? Why don't they call it round team? I don't know. So it's funny because, and I didn't know Pete Doherty was going to ask about it yesterday. So I was looking something up during our show with Brian Belaga in, and he's listed under a category that says injured reserve designated to return. And I was like, I texted Wes and a few others that are in our little group chat. And I said, did I miss them announcing that he was designated to return? And Wes said, no, that's the category they put him in right away. If you remember correctly, you know, you could put 2 guys on the IR with the designation to return right away at the cutdown time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of them. Jacob Monk was the other. So he hasn't officially been designated to return, which is weird. And then LaFleur, I mean, his answer was basically like 6 words. No, not anytime soon. So I don't know. I don't know how severe the hamstring is, and we're not allowed to interview players who are on injured reserve. So unless Marshawn Lloyd bumps into me at Chipotle, which would be a bad sign for him because the last guy that did it ended up getting cut the other day. I'm not going to have an answer for you on that. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's a hamstring, which he went down to Badger Athletic Performance at UW, and that fixed Watson's issues. It fixed Eric Stokes' issues. This happened, what, 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago now in training camp? So it's a great question. And for like the sixth time in this segment, I have to admit I don't know.
Jason, we still appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for joining the show, even though you didn't really tell us much of anything useful. Great job today. Take it in. Shower up. Yeah, I'm glad I could help. Hey. All right, everybody. Take care. Be good.
He's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Something exciting is happening at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. On the second floor, you'll find the studio, kitchen, and cocktails. That's right. It's a new spot with new energy. You can go there for breakfast. You can go there for dinner. Or you can linger late into the evening with drinks designed to inspire. Flavor and beverages for every mood. The studio is the perfect place to gather, celebrate, and connect. Be boldly social at the studio. It is now on the second floor at St. Kate, the Arts Hotel.